Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Performing Arts Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, usually I ask people to describe this new play that I've never heard of. But this is a play that has been around since my childhood and is one of the great pieces of American drama. As you say in this press release, often overshadowed by other of Arthur Miller's plays, like All My Sons, like Death of a Salesman and The Crucible and View from a Bridge.
Right.
This one is All My Sons, just an amazing show. Talk a little about it.
It really is. And it was like, to put it in context, Miller was really struggling, and this was his first real Broadway hit.
Right, that's right.
And as you said, Roland, I think it often gets overshadowed by Death of a Salesman,
right.
But it's a brilliant play in and of itself, and you could see a lot of the underpinnings of Miller's themes throughout the rest of his work, the dynamic of the family, often dysfunctional, and of course that fragility of the American dream.
Right, right.
It was based on a true story during World War II about a company that sold faulty airplane parts and ended up in some pilot deaths. So the protagonist in this story is Joe Keller, and he's a partner with another guy who makes these faulty engine parts and knowingly sells them to the military. And so Joe gets away with it and ends up profiting. His partner gets thrown in jail. And so one of the tragedies of the story is that Joe's son, who's a pilot, goes missing in World War II. And at the time of the play, we don't know really what happened to him, although we do know what happened
to
him.
Yeah, right. Well, also, the thing that this play presents to an audience today is the remarkable touch that Miller had for his entire writing career on character and personality. Nobody did that like he did.
No, nobody did. And he sort of uncovered, you know, scratched wounds that maybe we didn't even know were there. But I think you're right. I think one of the great things about his writing is that you look at these people on stage and you say, I know that person, or I am that person. And we have today, I don't think we have that kind of quote unquote serious playwright. And a lot of people get put off by this is serious theater, but it is. This is something that you go in there and you open yourself up, and you're going to be moved by this experience.
I've wondered why local theater companies don't choose at least one play for their season that is what might be called a dramatic classic.
Yeah.
When I was a young guy, this play was a play that everyone did.
Exactly. And I was shocked that nobody's done it here since I've lived here for 16 years that I know of. And to your point, we try to do that every year. We try to do an American classic. Last year was Of Mice and Men. It's All My Sons this year. Next year, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because it's not official. But it's a good one, I'll tell you. But you're exactly right. And sometimes they get overlooked because we are so in a rush to embrace the new and the fast and the trendy and what's happening now. And we forget that there are some fantastically crafted plays out there.
And people, I think that theater people even are afraid to do shows that might make people say, oh, this is old hat. This is yesterday's
papers. It's a chestnut. Right.
Yeah,
it's one of those chestnuts. But those chestnuts are chestnuts for a reason. They withstand the test of time.
Exactly.
The great characters and some brilliant writing.
And there's not going to be any more Arthur Miller.
No, I think that's it. We missed it. Last year was his 100th anniversary
really?
Of his birth. So we just missed it.
Right. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't do a production of Streetcar Named Desire.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Has anyone else done Miller and also Tennessee Williams?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, I believe, and I may be wrong about this, but I believe Sixth Street did Death of a Salesman, and The Raven, before my time, did Streetcar.
Stephen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Roland.
Let's tell people that this is a real-life production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons. It opens April 8th and plays through April 24th at the Raven Performing Arts Theater in Healdsburg. For information, 433-6335, online, raventheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.